It's time for Your Care, Our Mission with the Humboldt County Memorial Hospital, and we've got Amanda Toole on the line. Amanda Toole, the dietitian from the hospital. Hello, Amanda.
Hi, Craig.
How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you today?
I am getting ready for Thanksgiving, and I hear that's what we're talking about.
That is what we're talking about. It is next week already.
I know. Crazy, isn't it, though?
It is. Hard to believe. So I did want to talk about that. You know, a lot of people get stuck between wanting to enjoy the holidays and all the delicious food they bring, and then also wanting to continue to pursue their health goals. And it's hard to know what that looks like and what that balance is.
And so you're going to tell us.
Yeah, I have three tips that I'll go over. So that if you still want to approach Thanksgiving with health in mind, you feel a little bit more confident doing that. I do find most success with focusing on gentle changes around eating around the holidays and not being restrictive with food overall. So the first tip is to continue to eat consistent, balanced meals leading up to the holiday meal, which is really hard if you are used to cutting out meals and snacks, you know, to kind of save all your calories for your big meal. It is normal to have a little more room than usual to enjoy all the delicious food and dessert, but we want to avoid going into that holiday meal too hungry. When we wait too long between eating and we go into that meal hangry and physically uncomfortable with our hunger, we eat in an urgent manner because our body is literally starving for energy. And when we eat in that urgent manner, we usually overshoot our fullness and then end up overeating by the end of the day. So it seems helpful, but kind of in the long run ends up being harmful when we're kind of saving up our calories for that one meal.
Okay.
The second tip is think about nutrients that will be abundant at your holiday meal and fill in the gaps of the meals leading up to your feast. So Thanksgiving, traditionally, we usually get lots of delicious carbs with potatoes, stuffing, rolls, and we get rich fats and gravy, butter, and cooking oils. Fiber and sometimes protein can be limited. So at breakfast and your other meals around the holiday, fill your plate with protein foods and foods with lots of fiber and color. So then by the end of the day, you kind of have all of your nutrition box checked for the day. And then the third tip is to set realistic expectations for how your day with eating is going to turn out. Don't expect that Thanksgiving is going to be your healthiest day. Overeating a little is normal. Enjoying special food at a holiday is normal. Intentionally shift your mindset so you can feel comfortable with the choices you're making and don't end up disappointed or with a ton of guilt by the end of the day. Your Thanksgiving meal is one out of 1,095 meals you will eat in a year. It's perfectly acceptable to relax your health goals for that one meal and pick them right back up again the next time that you eat.
Wow, that's an interesting way of looking at it, that we eat over 1,000 meals a year, and this is just one of them.
Yes. I think a lot of people put a lot of pressure on themselves that they have to, with these holiday meals coming up, have to still be super healthy or it's going to make or break whatever they're doing. But yeah, that's what I like that, because big picture, that doesn't make a big difference.
No, it really doesn't. It doesn't. Now, let's talk for a second about the food group that pumpkin pie falls into.
Yeah.
Where are we going to, where are we? I'm just playing with you. I'm sorry. I'm sure in moderation, pumpkin pie is perfectly fine in a healthy diet with everything else.
Absolutely. That's you got it, Craig.
Don't eat half the pumpkin pie. That's not moderation.
A little bit of everything.
Amanda Toole from the Humboldt County Memorial Hospital. That's some good tips for Thanksgiving. Hope you enjoy a happy Thanksgiving with your family as well.
I hope so. You guys as well.